And now Russia's President Vladimir Putin says Moscow will respond quickly and effectively if the U.S. withdraws from a bilateral nuclear arms control treaty signed back in 1987. Here he is.
Will we be able to respond? Yes, we will. What could be the formal pretext for our partners to quit the INF treaty? The accusations that we are allegedly violating it. But as usual, no proof of that is being presented. And the United States has already violated it.
Now, Putin also warned that abandoning the treaty will unleash a new arms race and put Europe in danger. He made the comments in a news conference after talks with Italian Prime Minister Giuseppe Conte. On Sunday, the U.S. president said he has decided to quit the Intermediate Range Nuclear Forces Treaty. Donald Trump accused Russia of violating the INF Pact and warned that America will have to develop now weapons banned under the Cold War era accord. And now we're joined out of Ontario by Mr. Jason Unruhe, political commentator and analyst. Hello, Jason. Thanks for joining us back in the program. Jason, your thoughts on what's really behind the U.S. pulling out of this pact?
Well, the idea that Russia has violated the agreement is simply nonsense. This has just come out of nowhere with not a single shred of evidence confirming it whatsoever. So I think that this is just another pretext to ditch a kind of Cold War era agreement. I think that the real reason for this is that the United States sees both China and Russia rising as global powers to compete with the United States, both economically, if not necessarily militarily. And there has been a significant decline of the U.S. empire in the last decade or so. The failure in Afghanistan, the failure in Syria, the ongoing failure of the Libya situation, etc. I think that this is another move by the U.S. empire to try to prop itself up in the face of an impending collapse. Now, add into this the domestic situation, which is becoming increasingly worse day by day. As we saw, there was a multiple attempted bombings earlier, just as an example of the internal turmoil of the empire. And that's most likely where it's going to fall, is from the inside. But I think that the United States, with the cooperation of Russia, Iran, and other forces to defeat U.S.-backed forces inside of Syria, is definitely showing the United States that now that people are going to be standing up to them militarily, if not in a direct military conflict. I think that the United States sees that they have a bit of an advantage thus far in nuclear weapons technology, and they realize that if they withdraw from this agreement now, they can maintain that lead over other countries. I think this definitely shows that the United States is becoming desperate in this situation, because there's no other rational explanation why they would simply just suddenly pull out of this agreement. There's no benefit to them, really. I mean, it's just going to essentially become more state spending at a time when their deficit is larger than it's been in a very long time, and the debt to GDP ratio is the largest that it's been since World War II. This is going to be a drain on the U.S. economy, as it means there's going to be a renewed investment of state funds into weapons manufacturing along the nuclear lines. But I think this is definitely a reflection of the position, the declining position that the United States is facing in the United States today.
Always a pleasure. Thank you, Jason. Mr. Jason Unruhe, political commentator and analyst, joining us there out of Ontario, Canada.